Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm here with Themis Claridis, longtime Republican leader in the House. And I want to welcome in Jeffrey Sonnenfeld, Dean of the Yale School of Management. And, you know, he and his research team first sort of really brought to light the weakness of the investments in Connecticut and their pension fund. And I don't want to go through all of it, but it's one of the worst states in the union in terms of that. And yesterday at the Capitol, there was a bit of an update on it. So Dean Sonnenfeld joins us right now on Brian and Company. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Thanks. Good morning, Brian. Good to be with you. And hi, team. It's good to be with you as well.
Hi, Jeff.
So I guess we don't have a ton of time, so let's get right to it. What's the update? Is Connecticut doing better, and is it good enough? Just give the listeners a little bit of the flavor.
Well, the update is better, but it's too soon to declare. Mission accomplished. Happily, Themis' sister was right there on the committee, so she can back me up on this. As listeners might realize, that despite all the finger-pointing over fiscal issues over the past decades in Connecticut, the really big problem is that we have the second worst financial performance of any state in the nation on a three-year, five-year annualized basis, even going back 20 years. And that really hurts. That's every 1% that we miss is about a half $1 billion of lost pension funding. So basically, in the last handful of years, we've transferred $8 billion of taxpayer revenue to try to make good on this. But on top of that, employees just got notified again. Every state employee gets docked another 10% to make good on our Treasury shortfall. The update is, in this past year, Treasurer Russell has done a very good job. And again, not mission accomplished, as you might have thought they were trying to tell us yesterday in their testimony. Their actual facts are pretty good. Their exaggerated statement was really damaging. Somehow the treasurer was given, I think, bad information from his staff. He was declaring we've jumped now to top 40% over the last 10 years. Well, even Michael J. Fox in Back to the Future can't erase the past and the history. That was ludicrous. As they did have a good year. In fact, we moved from second worst to right in the middle of the pack. That's fantastic, you know, for 1 year. But it doesn't erase the history. If even we folded that in, we're now about eighth from the bottom of the list in the nation over the last 10 years. And that's not the treasurer's fault. He's inherited it. But that it just spoke to the problem is that the more the state's chief investment officer spoke, the less the legislature knew. I think he was confusing even the treasurer. The treasurer, I think, is an honest, hardworking guy, very eloquent, and they're making good progress. But they have to have standard yardsticks. They just keep changing the goalposts, and you don't have time to get into it. But they use the Russell 2000, Russell 3000, the right. MSCI index of international, the S&P 500 for the same pool of money. They just keep changing the yardsticks to find some place where we look better.
Right.
And we just use the same standards.
Jeff,
and it ought to be. Yeah.
Quickly, I don't mean to interrupt, but just quickly, obviously in 2017 budget that we passed with all the financial parameters that we changed have helped us with our pension. But I agree, we and you and I have talked about this, we have historically underfunded.
Guardrails were great. Congratulations, yes.
And we have to keep them going. I panic every time the legislature goes into session that something will change. But we have historically underfunded these pensions. And I was looking at your presentation yesterday, which, as always, was completely thorough and wonderful. But you talked about the index funds, that if we went to more low-fee, you know, passive index funds, we could have increased our portfolio by billions. Is that – I didn't know that.
I see this. If we'd gotten the average performance of all 50 states, we could have sliced income tax in half, which really amazing, which we just learned about 2:30 in the morning before we presented. We found that actually our state's legislature had a proposal to introduce the exact recommendations for change that we're suggesting now back in 1989, even before we had an income tax. If we had done that, we wouldn't have needed the income tax. But you're exactly right. We could do a lot better. And we're paying fees on top of fees. We have dozens and dozens of managers who have been here on the payroll here as asset managers that we fork our money to, that get paid fees on what are called fund of funds, where somebody else is doing the managing, and still they're just sitting there collecting fees and giving us terrible performance on top of the fees. There was some of the worst returns in the nation.
There's been some debate. We only have like a minute. There's been some debate about some of those. You know, you mentioned one in particular, and they were very defensive about, you know, that particular calling out. But has Mr. Russell, as Treasurer Russell, has he eliminated some of these, or does he still have all of them in the fold?
They say they put up criteria. So that one that we were talking about, they control 90% of our venture capital funds and giving us terrible results. They said they're not going to have any single fund that is more than 30% dependent on their revenues on our state. Well, you know, we can come up with a couple dozen that are way more dependent. That particular one is about 60-70% dependent on the state. So the legislators asked, okay, well, which ones did you pare back? Which ones did you get rid of? Well, they said, well, we're getting rid of them now, but we have no idea who that was, because as far as we can tell, the same poor performers are still there, but maybe they're just going about the process of it now, but they should accelerate it. There are very little, if any, penalties for getting out of these bad performing funds.
Yeah. Unfortunately,
and this is, we need independent auditors, what we need, reporting to the legislature and or perhaps reporting to the comptroller. And we also, there are only two states in the nation that have sole fiduciary responsibility, that the treasurer is the sole executive that can decide how to invest the $50 billion of the state's money. Every other state, except for North Carolina, the equal poor performer, every other state has a committee that has oversight, like a board of directors.
Yeah. Hey, Dean Sonnenfeld, sorry we didn't have more time. Again, maybe we'll have you up in studio and chop it up for more than 8 minutes.
So, thank you for the time.
Yeah, we appreciate it. Jeff Sonnenfeld, Dean of the Yale School of Management, really important stuff, and you can obviously look at some of his research, too. Themis? Great job, as always. Love having you in.
Always happy to be here.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.